321-328-2323.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, mild today, 57. Then a chance of rain comes in tonight and tomorrow night, snow. It'll be along with details in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. It appears unlikely the Illinois legislature will take further action to prevent state layoffs and the closures of state parks and historic sites. Sean Crawford reports.
Lawmakers already sent the governor a plan to tap dedicated accounts, and some, like Rushville Democratic Senator John Sullivan, say Rod Blagojevich should act on that measure before looking for additional help. Blagojevich says the economic outlook for the state is worsening, and he's decided to hold off on restoring money to the budget. Sullivan says it doesn't add up.
I think there's a lot of people who have been suspicious of that from day one, and he has said that he's outlined some cuts, some layoffs, some closures. So we, the House and the Senate, address those. And yet he hasn't gone ahead and, we've sent him the legislation to address that, and yet he hasn't gone ahead and taken care of that issue, which to me is suspicious. I don't know why he hasn't done that.
While Blagojevich has scheduled the end of this month for closing several parks and historic sites, some of his fellow Democrats call that a moving target and say the state has the money to keep all operating until next year while budget negotiations continue. I'm Sean Crawford.
There is a settlement now with one of the victims of a former Urbana grade school teacher who's in prison for sexually abusing students. The family of one of John White's former students has settled claims against the Urbana School District for $300,000. A document with that figure was filed in court yesterday by Champaign lawyer Steve Amjad, who refused further comment. There was no lawsuit filed on behalf of the student, but the settlement still must go through the courts since the girl was a minor. Several other lawsuits have been filed in Champaign and McLean counties on behalf of other students of White's. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. Illinois transportation officials are considering buying more Amtrak passenger cars for popular routes in downstate Illinois. State Department of Transportation Secretary Milt C. says he's looking for ways to pay for train cars that would increase capacity on southern Illinois Amtrak lines. Authorities say ridership downstate has increased 15% from fiscal 2007. In the fiscal year ending September 30th, 1.1 million tickets were sold on local routes, a 30-year record high. The high cost of energy and congestion on highways and airports is drawing more travelers back to trains. Amtrak earned a record $28.7 million in the year ended September 30th, the sixth straight year that ridership has gone up. It'll likely be several months before Champaign County is poised to talk with energy companies about the placement of a wind farm in the area. County Zoning Administrator John Hall says it's a matter of giving larger operations with several wind turbines a chance to locate in the county while preserving the interests of local agriculture. The County Board's Environment and Land Use Committee is currently working through an ordinance for those developments. The amended ordinance would then have to go before the County Zoning Board of Appeals next year. Hall says the problem with the original legislation was that it was designed for operations with only 1 to 3 turbines.
But it really does not provide for one of these wind farms with hundreds of turbines on tens of thousands of acres. That's something that our ordinance only would allow in the heavy industry zoning district, which again, I would never recommend the county board rezone tens of thousands of acres of our best prime farmland to heavy industry just to provide for a wind farm.
Hall says after the zoning board conducted a hearing on the new ordinance, it would take 2 to 3 months to work through the language, and that means the county board couldn't approve it until next summer. He confirms that some energy development companies want to locate in Champaign County, but county officials not only need to move quickly on an ordinance, but make sure it's well-crafted when approached by energy companies. Jennifer Putman is stepping down from the Champaign County Board next month after 30 years in office. She's the longest-serving member currently on the county board. And as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, her colleagues are planning to remember her with a meeting room named in her honor.
The Champaign County Board meets in the Brookins Administrative Center in a room named after longtime county board Republican Lyle Shields. Next door is a smaller meeting room that, if county board members say yes, will be named after County Board Democrat Jennifer Putman.
You've got to be kidding.
That's Jennifer Putman, who wasn't aware that there was a proposal to name a room after her.
I'm speechless. I could scarcely be more honored.
Fellow District 8 Democrat Tom Betts praises Putman for leading what was at times a tiny Democratic minority on the Champaign County Board, keeping up morale and encouraging challenges to the status quo. Even after Democrats Democrats became the majority, Bett says Jennifer Putman remained the conscience of the county board.
She would always be the one who would look out for individual liberties when we were passing courthouse appropriations or police issues. She always thinks of individual rights and individual liberties. And that's something that people often forget about.
The naming proposal passed the Facilities Committee last night and goes before the full county board next Thursday. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 6:35 and a half, meteorologist Ed Kieser with an in-depth look at weather, and you've got that word snow in there.
Yes.
It's that time of the year, I guess.
Well, in November, the average snowfall for Champaign-Urbana for the month is 2.1 inches.
Okay, well, we should get started. We're almost halfway through the month.
Well, I'm sure some will say, speak for yourself, we don't want to get started yet. But
I'm ready.
Well,